Finish it off, finish it off. Finish it off. Hey, good game, baby.
Hats off to those guys. It's a great unit out there. They really played hard and they came out there and executed some of the things that they was asked. So definitely had a great group of guys going. You know, Wireless, Hardline, and they came and played the best. We know we got the best of them. We try to be realistic, you know, within our secondary group. We look at every play, whether we got beat or we made a great play, or, you know, we just kept the quarterback off us. So, you know, we just go out there and as a unit, we try to make sure we do the best at keeping the quarterback from looking our way, and if they do throw it, I would capitalize on the opportunity.
Shotgun snap on third down and 10, back shoulder, throw in, complete! And Cooper came around to play it on the opposite side that Wallace was thinking.
Oh, you know, definitely. So, you know, it's frustrating, but we know that it's a long season. The balls are eventually going to come as long as we continue to press.
And it was like, let's go. That was the one. I ain't going to get no more.
And that's one thing Coach Sun continues to stress upon us, you know, just keep pressing, those plays will come to us. So we want to keep pushing forward and, you know, we'll make that an emphasis and you continue to fight during the game and those balls will continue to come to us. And, you know, we're just going to capitalize on those opportunities when they get there. Oh, you know, we have a man-to-man scheme. Just lock up whoever we put in front of. You know, be physical with those guys and, you know, just give them a hard time. Throw off the timing. Just give our defensive line and our linebackers some time to get to the quarterback. So, you know, we're just out there to keep the deep balls off us and get the guys up front some time to get to the quarterback.
Tannehill will throw, move into the right, and it's incomplete. He was locked up with Marcus Cooper.
There we go.
Well, you know, we all step up. You know, that's what we go through training camp for. When our leader's down, general's down, you know, we look through each other and we go out there try to execute our game plan.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I said. Straight.
You know, we always have each other's back, so we're always going to talk to each other out there. We're always going to make the pressure we need to make, and we're just going to go ahead and do what we have to do.
Win the
game. You want to win games. You want to get to the big dance at the end of the day. So we all go out there. We hold each other accountable. You know, Coach and John Dorsey, they did a great job of bringing in guys who can actually fill in when, you know, injuries occur. So, and as players, we're just going to come out there and do what we asked and make some plays.
Here we go. We back on. They got to be getting impatient. They're going to try something.
Try to let our play talk for us, you know, and we're not too big on game and tools with other guys, you know, we just continue to come out here and play ball, do what we love to do, and hopefully make plays when we're supposed to.
Good job, G. That's the way to play.
3-1, nice job.
Nice job, Coop.
I definitely feel like I progressed since last year. You know, go out there and recognize formations and things like that, but
hey, flip!
But it's always a learning curve for me. And I always want to continue to go out there and learn every day, especially at this game. You know, I don't want to ever get bored with it. Learning from my guys around me, like Eric Berry, you know, Sean Smith, Hussein Abdullah, Ron Parker, all these guys in the secondary, you know, Chris Owens, then.
That's how you bounce back with.
Being able to look back at, you know, Al Harris and Coach E, you know, these guys have definitely been able to help me to learn something new every day or perfect something every day, and hopefully that'll keep me in this league as long as possible.